Sorry, Kurt, you still have no friends. A column by Frederike Geerdink. Turkey will approve Sweden's NATO membership, but it's not expected to happen before October. There is only a small chance that Erdogan will rush it through parliament next week, which is the last week the parliament is in session before the summer recess. It will only happen if the US approves the sale of F-16 fighter jets to Turkey first. It seems that Kurds play a role in this, just as in the demand from Turkey to extradite Kurdish Swedes to make NATO accession possible. But once again, the whole dynamic shows Kurds still have no friends. Erdogan made international headlines early this week, when a day before the NATO summit in Vilnius started, he forged a deal to approve Sweden's NATO membership. Was that unexpected? Hard to say about an unpredictable leader who has taken pragmatism to a new level. But it does indicate that his resistance against Swedish membership was partly for domestic use. Once he won the elections, he became more malleable. On the other hand, it was a surprise, because Sweden's membership application is the trump card in Erdogan's hand. NATO in Sweden wanted so badly, Erdogan would be a fool to give it away too easily. In other words, a handshake with Sweden's Prime Minister Ulf Kristersson and NATO Secretary General Stoltenberg is not the same as the official approval of Turkish Parliament. Sweden is not a member until it is a member. Once Sweden is a member, will Kurds in Sweden be off the hook? They've been weaponized in this diplomatic power play, and several Kurds have indeed been extradited by Sweden to Turkey, which considers Kurds who support the Kurdish freedom movement as terrorists. The Kurdish community in Sweden has lived in fear about who would be next on the list for a possible one-way ticket to a Turkish prison. At first glance, it may look like this stress will be over once Sweden is admitted to NATO, but that is wishful thinking. Sweden will then comply more than ever to the rules of the international alliances that dance to Turkey's anti-terrorism tune. Giving up neutrality doesn't lead to a new kind of neutrality, it leads to compliance. You only have to look at how the Kurdish community is increasingly put under pressure in several European countries, for example Germany, to know what I'm talking about. The evening before the NATO summit, Erdogan suddenly started to link Sweden's accession to Turkish EU membership, towards which the road should be opened, Erdogan said. He could force that road to open by releasing some political prisoners, but leaders chose to pay lip service to Erdogan instead of bringing up Turkish democratic deficits. You can count on this summer turning into a new diplomatic power play, and I predict the fight against terrorism and Turkish legitimate security concerns will have a leading role. But wait, didn't a US senator say something hopeful about Turkish aggression against its neighbors? He did. US Senate Foreign Relations Committee Chairman Menendez commented on Turkey's wish to obtain new F-16 fighter jets. Approval has been on hold, and Menendez has since months linked that to Turkish aggression against Greece and, in collaboration with Azerbaijan, against Nagorno-Karabakh, and aggression against the SDF in northeast Syria. After all, the SDF is the US ally against ISIS. Menendez has seen a lull in Turkish aggression, he said, and wants guarantees that this aggression won't commence again once it has obtained F-16s. Kurds applaud Menendez's stance, but it remains to be seen if that is justified. For me, the lull gives it away. There has been a lull in aggression against Greece and in Nagorno-Karabakh, but not in violence against the SDF. On the contrary, recently Turkey tried to kill SDF General Commander Maslum Abdi. This indicates that the SDF will be a bargaining chip. The question is, will the US first approve the F-16 sales before Erdogan will order the parliament to approve Sweden's NATO membership? Or will Turkish parliament have to approve of Sweden's membership first to make the F-16 sales happen? Whatever the exact dance between the different actors in this theater will look like, and who will lead and who will follow to which tune exactly, the inevitable outcome will be that the Kurds once again have no friends. Not besides the mountains, at least. Frederike Geerdink is an independent journalist. Follow her on Twitter, fgeerdink, or subscribe to her weekly Kurdistan newsletter. The link to subscribe is in her Twitter bio.